Welcome to Wrestling Inside the Ropes with James Stewart.
I'm the best. I'm the best in the world. I've been the best ever since day one when I walked into this company, and I've been vilified and hated since that day.
And Mike Sarge Riley.
I don't know if you realize it or not, but you're trespassing on private property. When you walk through here, through these ropes, you're in my yard. Bad things happen in my yard.
Wrestling Inside the Ropes.
Another episode of Wrestling Inside the Ropes. My name is James Stewart. No Mike Riley with me today, so no time for me to take a breather in between takes or questions. On Wednesday, May 9th, Ring of Honor Wrestling will be at the Lowell Memorial Auditorium, the building that last year saw Cody win the Ring of Honor World Championship. And this year, spoiler alert fans, we will see Matt Taven defeat Dalton Castle to become the new Ring of Honor World Champion. May 9th will also feature my guest right now, Flip Gordon. Flip, Tuesday was your final day as an American soldier. First, thank you for your service. And second, how was that day for you?
Of course. Yesterday was really bittersweet. Like I wrote, I posted on Twitter. I didn't really have to feel. I was so excited. I was like, oh, yeah, I can't wait to get out because then I get to pursue my dream of being a full-time professional wrestler, which has been paying the bills for the last year already, but I still had to do this military obligation on the side. But to finally say goodbye and do this full-time, I was so excited for until yesterday came. And I realized, hey, I don't get to put on this uniform anymore. I don't get to call myself a soldier necessarily anymore. I'll always be a soldier because I was trained to be a soldier. But by government standards, I'm not in the system anymore. So it was kind of bittersweet, but I'm excited for what the next thing in life holds for me. I think I chose the right decision because I believe that I was born to be a professional wrestler. So
you're a native of Montana, and your background includes amateur wrestling, mixed martial arts, gymnastics. How did you end up in the New England area?
Yes, I grew up in Kelso, Montana. Until I was about 18 years old. I'd always been a wrestling fan ever since I can remember. Knew I wanted to be a wrestler around the age 10 or 11. When I was 18, I ended up moving to Idaho to go to college. And I kept putting wrestling on the back burner until 2012. I joined the Army. And then 2014 was finally when I was like, you know what? Time to stop talking about this. Time to actually go chase it. And so I literally packed everything I owned and put it into my pickup and drove from Idaho all the way to Massachusetts. And the first place I went was the New England Pro Wrestling Academy and asked how much it was to start training.
I don't know that I could ever do that drive, but I'm an impatient person. One of your early Ring of Honor matches was in Lowell last year at the pay-per-view where Cody won the championship. Were you impressed that the Lowell crowd did the flip entrance with you?
Yeah, it was really surprising because I actually wasn't even supposed to be on those shows. But I had some other shows fall through because of flight issues. And so I had already signed with Ring of Honor and I hit them up and I was like, hey, well, if you guys, I live here. If you want to use me, I'm available. So they threw me on the shows. So it was really cool to come out and get that hometown crowd rub since I came up in this area.
I don't remember if I knew you were going to be on it at first, but I heard the music and I popped, if you will, and I was excited to see you and you get to showcase your stuff. I think it was on the pre-show, if I remember correctly, yeah. Or was that on the main show?
No, it was on the pre-show.
I think they showcased you pretty well in that match, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, that match was a lot of fun. I think it said a lot about where I was going to go and why I came to Ring of Honor.
So Flip Gordon is part of the Ring of Honor roster. He's also been featured on the Being Elite YouTube series, which consists of Cody, can't use the last name, The Young Bucks, Kenny Omega, Hangman Page. Flip, what's going on with Being Elite, and why are you not all in?
You know, I mean, apparently you need all three votes. You need Cody and both the Young Bucks votes to be considered all in. I have two of the three votes. For some reason, Cody does not want to book me. He doesn't like me. Why? I don't know. But Being the Elite took a little vacation, and I'm trying to get the boys back together. It was announced on Monday that Being the Elite will return.
Excellent. I think we're all looking forward to that.
So in order to find out all the answers to this, you have to watch Being the Elite.
What do you think it would take to get Cody's vote so that you can be all in Chicago in September?
I don't know. I mean, I guess I have to choose a partner of my choice. Apparently, there's no limitations to who I can choose. So I just have to choose the best partner to defeat any two random people that Cody's going to handpick. And as soon as I beat them with my partner, I'm all in.
You know who you need to pick, right?
I lost to his dog, which was an unfair advantage because everybody loves dogs on social media. He's just trying to get in my head, and I'm not going to let it work. I'm so focused on this match, and I'm pretty sure I already know who I'm going to choose for my partner. But I'm not going to tell anybody until I'm ready.
My number one suggestion would be Kenny Omega, but I don't want to ruin any surprises if you've already picked a partner.
Well, I mean, Kenny's not really a big fan of me either because I tried to kill him twice. Can you blame the guy? But you got to understand the position I was put in at the time.
But you know what I would say to that is, who's the lesser of two evils in Kenny Omega's line of thinking? Is it you or is it Cody?
That is true.
You know, Kenny's got to get back. He's got to get back his win over from Cody at Supercard of Honor. You know, you had a fabulous ladder match with the Young Bucks, so you have a good relationship with the Young Bucks. That's correct?
Yes, I helped them a lot through their time with the whole Bullet Club is fine situation, the heat between Cody and Kenny. The Bucks kind of reached out to me for help because I gave them an unbiased opinion.
So what's the situation with you and Brandy right now?
We're best friends. You know, she's helped me a lot. I'm trying to help her a lot. Obviously, her husband is the one booking All In. Obviously, her husband kicked her in the face and didn't even check on her. So I felt bad, so I just wanted to go check on her. Next thing you know, we realized we had some things in common, and now we're friends. We're road buddies.
Oh, that's tremendous. Chat me up a little bit about how you became interested in pro wrestling. What was the moment or the wrestler or the promo or the character? Single out that one moment that you may have had that you said, I have to go be a pro wrestler.
I think it was the moment where I realized I had nothing else to do where I was at. Where I was at in life, everything I wanted to accomplish, where I was living, where I was at the time, I'd already done. You know, I'd already tried college. I'd already enlisted in the Army. You know what I mean? I'd already tried to make a living out in the Northwest. And it got to the end. I was just like, you know what? This isn't what I want to do with the rest of my life. And so I started making new goals. And then next thing you know, I started chasing those goals.
Who was your favorite wrestler?
Beginning was Eddie Guerrero. And then once he passed, John Cena was my favorite from then on forward.
Oh, that's going to get you a mixed reaction with the crowd.
But I mean, that's the era I grew up in.
Yeah.
I mean, I grew up in the era where Cena was the top guy.
He still is the top guy.
And when I started watching as a kid, I had only seen Eddie Guerrero for a few years. You know, I saw John Cena for like 10 years growing up.
Yeah.
You know,
John Cena to me he's in the category of Bruno, Hulk, Rock, Austin, Cena. He's a top
100%.
Five. And I think he's fabulous.
I was getting a sound system to put in my car this morning. This little kid was running around. He's like, oh, I heard you're a wrestler. And I was like, oh, yeah. And I was like, which wrestler do you know? And he was like, John Cena. And I was like, man, that's probably the only wrestler this kid. And the dad was like, this kid doesn't even watch wrestling.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, man, that's probably the only wrestler this kid knows that's not, because he's not a wrestling fan. When I was trying to tell people, oh, what kind of pro wrestling do you do? Oh, you know, like Hulk Hogan. That's who I always said, because everybody knows who Hulk Hogan is.
Right. Have you ever had the chance to meet John Cena?
I have not. I've met his dad. I've never met him.
I think if you live in the New England area, you've met John Cena Sr. at some point.
Yeah, I've never met the John Cena, though.
How have you been able to balance out serving your country and serving your passion for wrestling?
In the beginning, it was really difficult because I wanted to wrestle every weekend, but the Army said, no, you have to come to us one weekend a month. And then they started supporting me a little bit and would let me travel a little bit on those weekend drills to go do wrestling. And then we got new chain of command. They said no more. And then I loved wrestling too much, so I took a chance, and I went AWOL for 2 months straight. And eventually, a command sergeant major reached out to me, and his name was Command Sergeant Major Bowen out of Cape Cod. Thank you so much, Bowen, if you're listening, because he literally saved my career. He called me and was like, hey, what's going on? I explained to him how my career was just getting started. I just signed with Ring of Honor and that my new chain of command didn't want to work with me. And he transferred me to his unit, and he's like, I'm going to get you through this next year. We're going to get you out honorable discharge, and we're going to make sure that you can do this wrestling. We're going to make it work. So it was a really cool and special situation, but it just goes to show that if you really want it, there's a way, and there's, you know, you can make anything happen.
I know you are the Northeast Wrestling champion right now. I had the pleasure of seeing you work Northeast Wrestling back in 2015. It was at the Lowell Spinners Ballpark. You were wrestling Dijak, and
yeah,
I remember seeing you, and your music jumped out at me. You incorporated the flip song, and you did flips in the ring. And I remember you had a really strong offensive effort against Dijak, who is 6'9 and can do things that people 6'9 shouldn't be doing in a wrestling ring. He's fabulous individual. I've had the chance to interact with him a number of times. I saw him down in New Orleans. He's fabulous. And there was a point in the match where you flipped out, no pun intended, the Feast Your Eyes and nailed Dijak with a super kick. And I thought that you had the match won at that point, and you didn't. You ended up losing the match on something else, but that was the moment where I'm like, this Flip Gordon guy, he could be something. He looks really good. I'm interested
crazy. You want to know something? I wasn't even supposed to be on that show.
Really?
No, I was actually at the Army at drill. Jimmy Preston was supposed to be on that show, and something happened where he couldn't make it. So I got a message, and I literally went to my sergeant. I was like, please, please. Like, this is here. It's like, it's only like an hour away. Can I please leave early? I'll be back. And that's actually that's how it started, with them letting me wrestle on weekends that I had drills because of this show. And they let me go, and it opened up so many doors for me. And obviously, that's how I got my foot in Northeast Wrestling, and now I'm the Northeast Heavyweight Champion. So it's kind of cool how that one show got my foot in the door. It's kind of cool because that was your first time seeing me, and now we're talking. So
yeah, I didn't know that story. That's a cool story because I don't go to as many. I try to get to the wrestling shows when I can. It's mostly WWE, Ring of Honor. You know, you've seen me at Northeastern Wrestling shows or Northeast Wrestling shows. Let's get the name right, James. So that's really cool that was your opportunity. I know I saw you wrestle Dijak in Bethany, Connecticut. I think, were you the King of Bethany at that time?
I might have been. Is that the time he chokeslammed me from the top rope?
I think that is true. I think that is accurate.
Ugh. I saw that video the other day. I almost puked again.
So what are some of your short-term and long-term goals in wrestling right now?
Short-term goals? Well, I'm going to New Japan Pro Wrestling this month. I'm going for the best Super Juniors. So a short-term goal would be go there and just kill it and do as good as I can, because I know there's going to be so many eyes on that tournament. Definitely the biggest stage I've ever been on this far in my career. To go over there and win it would be absolutely huge, but just to go over there and just do my best is going to be just as huge. So I'm very excited for that. Long-term goals, I just want to be happy, man. I want to learn as much as I can. I want to travel the world, and I want to become the best wrestler that I can.
Do you have a dream match in mind or a dream opponent, whether it be...
John Cena. That's been my dream match ever since I can remember.
John Cena's... I think
now, if I could have a dream match against anybody dead or alive,
yeah,
Eddie Guerrero, no questions asked. And if I could pick a dream match I would want to see, it'd be Eddie Guerrero versus Shawn Michaels, which never happened. But I'm pretty sure that'd be everybody's dream match that they would love to see.
Do you have a favorite match of all time that you watched?
I have a couple. I love Eddie Guerrero versus Rey Mysterio, Halloween Havoc 2. And I love John Cena versus Eddie Guerrero in a street fight. No, it's a parking lot brawl. Parking lot brawl.
So you're going to be at Ring of Honor's War of the Worlds in Lowell Wednesday, May 9th, 7:30. RingofHonorWrestling.com for tickets. Flip, plug all of your social media, where you're going to be going forward.
Awesome. Yeah, you guys can check me out on Twitter, Instagram. It's all the same, at The Flip Gordon. I don't have a Facebook anymore. If you want to check out some merch, go to ProWrestlingTees.com/TheFlipGordon. Pick you up some T-shirts. I also got a hat on there. If you believe in putting milk before your cereal or the earth is flat, there are some shirts on there for you. If you're not into that, there's other shirt selections. But thank you so much for having me on, man.
Are you a flat earth guy?
I'm not saying that I'm a flat earth guy. I'm just saying that there's some things that make sense. And I'm saying that if they came out and said that the earth was flat, I wouldn't be surprised. I just want to see, like, evidence, like, in front of my eyes, like a Polaroid picture. Like, I don't want to see a digital picture because that can get be modified. You know, I don't want to hear it's real from somebody's brother whose cousin saw the, you know, went to space. You know what I mean? I want to hear it firsthand and see a picture firsthand, you know?
Are you much of a basketball fan?
Oh, I love basketball.
Are you a Celtics fan?
I'm a huge Celtics fan.
So you and Kyrie Irving need to talk.
I would love to.
I would love to talk to Kyrie Irving, too. He's a flat earth guy.
So is AJ Styles.
Is he?
Well, he denies it.
Why?
I've really done some research, and we're gonna break kayfabe here. I'm gonna give you my honest opinion. Not Flip Gordon, not Evil Flip. This is me talking, and I think that there honestly is a chance. There's some things that don't make sense, but then there's some things that obviously sound silly. You know what I mean? Both points make like very valid points. I believe that the earth could be round. I believe it could be flat. Does it matter? No. Do I wake up every day thinking about it? No. Would it affect me if it changed and somebody said, hey, it's this shape instead of this shape? No, because I've lived 26 years without caring.
You must know that I love a good conspiracy theory, and I will buy almost any theory that somebody throws at me. So
I love conspiracy theories.
Oh, I do too.
I really love them.
I don't know if I believe all of them.
I love more how much people get worked up over.
Oh, absolutely.
That's my favorite part about it, is I'll do it just to work people up. I'm an internet troll, I'll admit it.
Oh, I'm a professional troll. I do it on the radio constantly. It's more... I think you're figuring this out, Flip. It's better to be on the evil villain side of things because it's more fun than it is on the clean-cut, white meat, babyface side of things.
Oh, 100%. You do one little thing wrong and people tear you apart. You're a heel, people are like, oh, if you're just playing the villain, they're like, oh, he's just playing a character.
Flip, thank you so much for taking a few minutes and joining me here. And good luck in Ring of Honor. Although I don't know if I believe in luck, but continued success going forward in Ring of Honor, in Northeast Wrestling. I'm sure we'll catch up. We'll talk soon.
And go Celtics.
Yeah, so Celtics 76ers, who you got?
Celtics all day. We can't lose to Philly twice in 1 year. Get out of here.
I wouldn't think so. Do you think the Celtics have a chance against the Cavaliers?
A healthy Celtics? 100%.
I mean,
Celtics,
the Celtics is...
Now, yeah, a fighting chance, I think we can still do it.
I mean, Indiana took Cleveland to 7 games, and I understand that they have Miles Turner, but we have Al Horford.
Yeah.
Actually,
I think we're going to go far this year, but I think next year's our year to win the whole thing.
Do you want Anthony Davis or Kawhi Leonard if you have to give up Tatum or Brown?
Ooh, that's tough. Oh, that's tough. Kawhi's so good, but I feel like he's such a Spurs guy for life.
Nah, if Kawhi Leonard has problems with Greg Popovich, I don't want to touch him.
Yeah.
I want nothing to do with a player that has issue with
like
Greg Popovich.
In NBA history, no matter what anybody says.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And Brad Stevens, he needs to win a championship, but he's a fabulous coach.
He'll win some soon. I'm not worried about that.
Yeah, I'm not either.
Anthony Davis would be huge for us, but I don't know. I'm not a big Anthony Davis kind of guy.
Really? Is that because of the injuries, or?
He's so injury prone, but like, I don't know. I feel like he's just an attention guy.
He's an attention. Interesting.
If he's not getting attention, I feel like he's not really that happy. that's one of the reasons Kyrie left Cleveland, because he wasn't really happy.
Well, Kyrie and LeBron hate each other. Don't let anybody tell you any different. Flip Gordon, you'll be at Ring of Honor. You're traveling to Japan. You're going to win this tournament over in Japan. You're going to find a way to get All In Chicago, and you're going to continue to be the greatest Northeast wrestling champion of all time. Flip, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much. We'll talk to you soon.